George Keeler noticed his horses wouldn't drink from this spot on the Caney River. The location is today an important site that draws visitors from around the world. We go to the banks of that river for a look ourselves on this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
William Johnstone and George Keeler changed the course of Oklahoma history when they struck oil in March of 1897. The pair didn't care much about the oil. Their real motivation was to get the railroad to come to Bartlesville.
They were here when the city was formed in 1897, just a couple of months before they blew the gusher. Because it was a very large sublease that was given to them by the Cherokee Nation, there was a great uprising about this big blanket lease that they got. So Congress went back the very next year and passed the Curtis Bill, which very much limited the amount of land then that they could continue to drill on.
They received 640 acres, and in the center of that land was the Nellie Johnstone No. 1, the well with which they struck oil. It was in commercial production for over 50 years.
In 1948, the city asked for them to shut in the well. It actually sits in the middle of Johnstone Park. The family sold the acreage around it to the city, so they shut her in.
Citizens erected a derrick over the well to mark the spot. Julie's group has built the third derrick to commemorate that important place.
This time it's an operating cable tool rig, and it gushes. And to the best of our knowledge, we've got the only operational gushing turn-of-the-century oil well in the United States, although she does not gush oil. She gushes nice, clean-treated city water.
The Nellie Johnstone also marked the city where giants in the oil business got their start.
Frank Phillips and J. Paul Getty, they got their start here. All these big names in the lineage of the oil industry in Oklahoma and the United States began here with people who weren't oil men at all.
Those city fathers, Johnstone and Keeler, struck oil, but they ended up getting what they really wanted as well. The railroad did lay tracks to their new town. Traveling the countryside in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.